All right, well, we'll get right into this for you. Tony, why don't you lead us off?
Just rather largely uneventful first period, but it seemed like the floodgates really opened up there for both teams in the second. What did you see in that second period that sort of led to that offensive surge for both teams there?
Well, we weren't very good around our net, and as far as missed coverage, not boxing out, clearing rebounds, controlling rebounds. And for me, the biggest issue was just the easy exits that Wilkes-Barre was able to have from their zone, mostly through losing depth on our forecheck and our ref three overcommitting in situations where we had two guys down below the goal line, and it just made it easy for them to break out and be able to gain our zone off the rush.
No, we last, I think it was last game, we talked about Tanner Lyzinski sort of playing well and not getting the goals, but now the goals are coming for him. What have you seen from him, tonight in these last couple of games?
It's just consistency. He's getting better every game. I think the first game he played against Hershey probably was a little bit of an eye-opening experience for him. He's a little got injured during the game, and but ever since then, I felt like he's just playing with a lot of confidence. He plays the right way. Plays a 200-foot game. He's a strong kid. He's got a great shot. Pretty good vision. So. He has a lot in the toolbox, and we're seeing more of it every game.
And then Wade Allison, I know it's only two games, but two really nice shots and two really nice goals for him so far.
Yeah, he can shoot the puck, and probably just needs to keep shooting it because he's got an NHL shot and plays a heavy game. He's not it's not like he's a first year player who's 20 years old and needs to gain weight to make the adjustment to the pro game. He's already built like an NHL player. I think for him, just getting the more game reps and playing under the pressure of men versus boys is something that is going to come quickly for him, and his ability to adapt because of the fact that he has so much strength.
Thank you.
Samantha?
Hi, Coach. How do you feel about the team and where we're headed this year?
The what?
How do you feel about the team and where we're headed this year?
It's been considering the circumstances. Like last week, we had one practice. We felt like after the Hershey game where we lost in Hershey, we played a period in Binghamton. I really liked the way we played. We talked about the things that we didn't do well against Hershey and the details in our game. And then we followed that up with another game in Hershey where I thought we played really well. And all of a sudden, you're thinking you're starting to gain some traction and just a level of comfortability with our players. And then you get a week off, and so that's been the toughest part. But I think the character of the players, the work ethic of the players, the skill and the skating ability of our players has made it a little bit easier because I think we have a lot of depth, and even when we're off, we're not off by a lot. So, every team has had hurdles. Ours are coming different ways, but I think our guys have found a way to adapt and move forward.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Bob Rotruck.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Scott.
Bob.
I know we talked about the week here. I mean, this was a crazy week. This is not something that is very typical. And kind of comparing that with some of the cheating that you saw happening in the second period with some of your guys, do you see any relationship there? I mean, when you have a week of practice and then you're looking at the mistakes in the second period specifically, and you're kind of going, man, I wish we could have just kept on practicing, and maybe that some of these things might not have happened.
Yeah, it's just the consistency of playing all the time. That's probably been our biggest struggle. When you look at Max Willman, he missed some time. Linus Sandin missed some time. That was his first game back. Wade Allison's only played his second game. Millman had been out for a bit. Spooner played his first game. And Felix, he's had probably three starts that have been canceled because whether it was going up for the taxi squad or just the games getting canceled. You know, he hasn't been able to get into a flow of things. So it's, no, it's been constant. And, you know, like you got to, you know, certainly understand from the player's perspective that there's things that are going to happen that, you know, just from the lack of game experience that you got to give him some rope and know that, you know, it's more of the circumstances than the player.
Felix Sandstrom, you know, circumstances more than the player. You know, this is, he's had some ups and downs this year. He's barely had an opportunity to play. What are your thoughts on Felix Sandstrom right now?
I it's so hard for me to say because, like, I don't feel like he's had a fair shot to get in there and play under normal circumstances. He's, you know, it's like men's league hockey. You play a game and you know, see you next Monday. And, you know, so I thought at the start of the year he looked confident, and I think, you know, nothing more than just the lack of game time for him has made it a little bit harder for him to be more comfortable playing the game, and it's to be expected. You can't fault him on that.
I think Tyson Forster is, you know, and he's a guy that missed a lot of time too. He's looking more comfortable as well.
Yeah, like, you know, it's been pretty impressive, some of these young players to be able to step in and play and not look out of place. And, you know, especially with Forster and Wisdom, they've played great. We're kind of hoping the OHL doesn't play. They've done a good job. They've acclimated themselves well to not just on the ice and in practice, but I think with the team and living on their own is a new adjustment for them. So a lot of credit to them and obviously the Flyers for drafting them.
There's a lot of talk these days with, you know, kind of what ended up being an experiment with us on the NHL-CHL agreement. I mean, now we're seeing what these kids actually can do, because before we never really got that chance to know.
Yeah, I think the players today, they're just so much more skilled and talented than, you know, even my first year here, like the guys that are turning pro. And nothing against the guys that were turning pro 5-6 years ago. It's just, I think it's everywhere. Like, there's so much access for players to see what other players do in the NHL, you know, whether it's a YouTube video or people that, you know, have teaching clinics on the internet. And so the sky's the limit as far as, you know, what you can learn and be better prepared for when you do come out of college and junior. You know, it's almost like when it comes to the skilled stuff, you're not really telling too many players too much, because they've been able to access information that wasn't there even 5 years ago.
I mean, seriously, you're seeing that much of a difference? I mean, 5 years ago was not that long ago. We're not talking 20 years ago. That's 5 years is nothing.
No, and speed too. Like, you know, you're like, I can't even tell you, like, it's practice of the pace of our practice, you know, compared to this year and my first year here, there's no comparison. You know, you have to be able to skate. And, you know, I think, you know, when I look at the guys that have an easier time making the adjustment, they all can skate. And we're seeing it with the group that we have this year.